It works pretty well. That way you can get much more footage from a reel of tape. Now we've been at this for an hour and a half, and when you get tired, now don't let me become
a
pest.
I'm all right, Ed.
I'm enjoying it, but I never know about the person who's telling me these things because it can begin to pester a little bit. Let's see, if you want to get your horses to start.
Get up.
And if you want to make them go faster.
Well, use a buggy whip or spurs. Squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can ride in a horse, I can just kind of lean forward a little bit.
He knows what you want.
Yeah, he knows what you want.
Of course, that's a well-trained horse, isn't it, that'll do that?
Yeah.
How do you train your quarter horses? Do you raise quarter horses?
Well, we don't raise horses anymore. We did, but we sold all the mares.
Uh-huh.
We just got about 15 or 20 saddle horses, and that's all we have.
Uh-huh.
Don't have any workhorses at all.
Well, if you want your horse to stop, what do you tell him?
Well, if I'm riding, I just pull up on the rein.
Uh-huh. If you're driving a wagon?
Say, whoa.
And if you want him to back up?
I say, whoa, back, and have to pull on the reins, you know, you have to make them back.
And if you say that, which direction will we go?
Whoa, back. Well, I don't think he would do anything unless you pull back on the reins.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you say, get out,
get
out,
he knows to go forward.
Uh-huh. And the other one, he should?
Should come back if he's trained well enough. But I'll just pull on the reins.
How about calls to pigs at feeding time?
Yeah. Kind of like calling cattle, I might.
And let's see, you know calls to bring your sheep in from pasture?
Well, I never handle any sheep, so I'm out of that.
How's this one? How about chickens?
I might just say chick, 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 rattle some corn in a bucket, maybe they'll come to you. If they're trained well enough, they'll get trained pretty well, pretty quick.
I mentioned this calls to pigs. I asked this to one man.
I said, pig, 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 pig.
This man said, well, the easiest way to do that is always feed him with a bucket and take a great big spoon. And when you go out there, spread the feed and then pound on the bucket. And every time you feed him for a couple months, pound on the bucket. And then pretty soon, all you have to do is pound on the bucket and they'll come to get fed. I didn't know a bit what he said to him. When you're driving a wagon, well, let's see, when you're plowing, what do you hold on to?
Plow handles.
Well,
a walking plow.
And what goes from there to the horse?
Lines.
And you use the same term if you're plowing or if you're on a wagon, too.
Use the lines.
How about saddle horse?
That's the reins.
Uh-huh. And on a saddle, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And underneath the saddle, the band that...
A cinch.
And let's see, now I'll get that one about the paraphernalia over the horse's head.
Oh, the morale?
Lead him.
Oh, hackamore?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You use that for breaking a horse, too?
Well, you always, we'd put a hackamore on him, to break him to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times to break him to stake, we'd put a hackamore on him, a rope, and tie him to an old log or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd break them stake that way. If they'd run on snow, they'd pull the log a little way and it wouldn't pull their head down, or it wouldn't hurt them much like if they staked in something solid.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't break the rope.
Yeah, I imagine that was a pretty busy day when you were breaking horses. Well, those were busy days.
Yeah.
With a team, did you have any special word for the horse on the left? If you say you were,
I think some of them they call it the near horse.
Uh-huh.
That'd be the near, on the left.
Uh-huh.
Now I never used that expression any. I think maybe some people did, and I don't know what they call the other. The alt,
uh-huh.
The near and the alt.